John chapter 1. John 1 verse 35. Again, the next day after, John stood and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." Hebrews chapter 12. Verse 2. Hebrews 12, verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising for shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Philippians chapter 3. Verse 20. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Here we have three scriptures which direct our attention to the subject of looking on Jesus. In John chapter 1, looking upon Jesus as he walked. Hebrews chapter 12, looking unto Jesus where he now is. Philippians chapter 3, looking for Jesus to come again. And thus we have, as far as we are concerned, this backward look, this upward look, and this forward look. And this morning, we have, by the Spirit's help, we have looked upon Jesus as he walked. We've looked upon those beautiful feet, the beautiful feet of him who published the glad tidings of peace. How beautiful are the feet of him. How beautiful up in the mountain are the feet of him who published the glad tidings of peace. Peter speaks of his steps. He left as an example that we should follow his steps. How lovely to look at those beautiful feet and to consider his steps here below. John has quite a bit to say about Jesus as he walked. Chapter 1, looking upon Jesus as he walked. Chapter 7 says, "And Jesus walked in Galilee." Galilee of the Gentiles. Place of reproach for a Jew. The Son of God from heaven who enjoyed heaven's acclaim. Heaven's worship. And here he walked in Galilee, the place of reproach. Chapter 10 says, "He walked in the temple in Solomon's porch." He loved to walk in that spake of the pristine glory of that beautiful temple built by Solomon. It was winter. He sought shelter, not just in the temple, but he walked in Solomon's porch. Chapter 11 says he walked no more openly because of the Jews. The Jews were after his life. And the one who could have called upon legions of angels to come to his help, he trod the path of one who was going to Calvary, that he might die according to divine purpose and put away our sins, and thus he walked no more openly. And thus we've looked upon Jesus as he walked this morning, a backward look. Hebrews chapter 12 is an upward look, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of faith. Most of you will no doubt have noticed that the word should read, looking off unto Jesus. Looking off. Looking away from the witnesses to faith, to the one who is the leader and the completer of faith. Looking away from these witnesses of faith that chapter 1, that chapter 11 speaks of, and looking to the one who sits on the throne, who is the beginner and completer of faith. That is the idea. He began and completed without wavering at any time the path of faith. He never failed in his faith and trust in God. And thus we are looking unto him, the beginner and completer of faith. And why do we look unto him? We look unto him for encouragement. The previous verse tells us that we're all in a race. Wherefore, seeing we also are encompassed with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. A race that begins in time and ends for us in eternity. Not the short distance race that requires speed, but the marathon race that requires patience. Let us run with patience. Let us run with endurance. And you know what you have to endure. And I know what I have to endure. But praise God for one who is in the forward, who began and completed without wavering the path of faith. The verse says, looking unto him, the beginner and completer of faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. He endured the cross. All that the cross involved, our Saviour, in his trust and faith in God, was prepared to endure it. And not only to endure it, he despised the shame. What is involved in this expression, the shame? If a Jew desired to make anyone an object of shame, he did it by spitting on his face. This they did to the Savior. He despised the shame. Jesus betimes spat. He spat to make clay, to anoint a man's eyes that a man might see. There was virtue in his spittle, only vileness in the spittle of man. And we see the Savior, man's malevolent, man's shameful spittle on his cheek. He despised it. None of us have been called really to endure this, to endure cross and despise shame, but our Savior did. Where is he now? Well, so the verse, he is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. And the eyes of our faith look upward, and we see on God's throne Jesus, who endured the cross and despised the shame, and we take encouragement to go on in the path of faith. Philippians chapter 3 is the forward look. Our conversation, our manner of life is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. And here we have this forward look. The Lord Jesus has promised that he would come again. And we look forward to that glad and glorious moment when our Saviour shall fulfill his own promise, I will come again. And we're looking for him. I wonder how many of us are really looking for him. Looking with expectancy. Looking with great joy for that moment when he shall fulfill his promise and come again. He's coming, according to the context of this verse. When he does come, he's going to change our vile bodies, that they may be fashioned like unto his glorious body. And when our Saviour comes again, these bodies of ours, which are bodies of humiliation, subject to disease and pain, soon made weary, bodies that are bodies of dust, that will end in the dust of our Lord, does not come. These vile bodies, these bodies of accumulation, are going to be changed and be like unto his glorious body, the body of his glory, the body in which he rose from the dead, the body in which he has gone back to heaven, the body in which he now sits at God's right hand in heaven. We're going to be changed and fashioned like unto that body. The eyes of our faith look forward as we wait for the moment when our Saviour shall come again. Thus we've had the backward look. We've looked upon him as he walked. We want to have this upward look, to see him on the floor, the one who began and completed the path of faith, that we might take courage to pursue the path of simple trust in God as he did. And then we look forward to that moment when he shall come again and change our bodies.